on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
We're hearing from the jurors in the Alec Baldwin trial now, aren't we?
Yeah, the New York Times wanted to get a little bit more than what was given that followed the Alec Baldwin trial, which was dismissed a couple of weeks ago now. And what they're finding out is that jurors, pretty much from the beginning of this whole thing, thought that Alec Baldwin was not guilty. Anyway, the New York Times talked with two of the jurors who said they were leaning against convicting him in the first place, one of them saying that it wasn't a strong case and that the shooting was clearly an accident. The other juror said that Baldwin should have been able to trust the people who had checked the guns and put the guns on the set in the first place, something that we all had been saying, that if these guns were supposed to only have blanks on them, how do they wind up having live rounds in them? The gun expert who was responsible for all that, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, has already been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. She is trying to get her conviction overturned the way that Alec Baldwin had his thrown out when a judge ruled that the prosecution had held back some evidence in this case. So it's very interesting how this is all playing out.
Sad to hear about the passing of the last of the original four tops, who was with them from the beginning, performed right on through, well, 2022, I think. Yeah. He was obviously, using people who were not original four tops, but he was a great one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he sure was. Abdul Duke Fakir, the last surviving member of the four tops. Just to bring back a few memories, listen to this. And that is just scratching the surface of some of the greatest hits of the Four Tops. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Lifetime Achievement Award winners from the Grammy Awards, the Four Tops creating some of the literally the greatest hits of all time, putting themselves and this little record label called Motown on the map, becoming one of the most influential forces of all time. Abdul Duke Fakir was the tenor in the group, always slick, always smooth. And as you said, Bob, he was one of the originals, along with Levi Stubbs, in the group, and now was the last original member of the group. But he appeared with the group on stage in concerts at the age of 87.
Wow.
He performed up until last year, I'm told. And I'll bet could still do the moves. I don't remember what year it was, but the Four Tops were here. I think it was with Darlene Love. They were doing a show someplace, and I went and...
I know what it was. No, that was with Mary Wilson, right?
With
the holiday show at the Chicago Theater.
Mary Wilson. It sure was. Mary Wilson of the Supremes. And I went to interview them, and they performed one of their hits, and they allowed me to unison dance with them. You want to talk about one of these things is not like the other. I couldn't have felt dopier.
Yeah, Duke was something. And when he was in town for that, I had a chance to visit with him. We'll play that conversation between 9:30 and 10.
Cool.
And he was, 88 when he died?
88 years old, yeah.
Let's talk about what happened to Slash's daughter.
Yeah, this is a very sad story. We don't really know too many details about why she died, but she did. 25 years old. Over the weekend, he posted that his daughter, Lucy Blue Knight, had passed away. She posted on her Instagram account, her very last post on Instagram, was an apologetic note that ended with, "May my soul learn to evolve from my poor job at being Lucy Blue." So We don't know if this was something self-inflicted. We don't really know anything. They did not release a cause of death. They are going to do an autopsy. We should learn a lot more, but only 25 years old. Jeez, it breaks your heart.
We will get to the Bob Newhart special CBS ran and more with Dean Richards coming up. Dean, you know what? The Four Tops were scheduled to play tonight in Elk Grove Village on the Village Green at that Midsummer Classics concert series they have. I imagine Duke would have been performing there tonight.
Well, he actually stopped performing in 2023.
Ah, I see.
Started to get into failing health at the end of last year, so I don't know if they're still going to perform in.
I see.
Out of respect to him, if they will still perform, but he wouldn't have been part of that show anyway. He died of a heart failure, by the way. We didn't mention when we were talking about that.
So it would be the musicians and singers that Duke had been touring with and performing with over the years.
Exactly correct.
Let's talk a little bit about Bob Newhart and what was on TV last night.
Yeah, it's really, I think, just so wonderful, the outpouring of love that there has been since the death of Bob Newhart this past Thursday. I mean, we all loved him here in Chicago. We all loved him here at WGN. He's got a long history with us. And, of course, the city of Chicago, St. Ignatius, Loyola, Oak Park, you name it. He's had never forgotten his roots, his beloved Chicago Cubs. I remember him being so ecstatic when the Cubs finally went to the World Series, and he would stay at home and watch the games with his grandkids. He just absolutely loved it. But the outpouring of national support from people across the board, all ages, all backgrounds, everybody loved Bob Newhart, and CBS did a really nice job with this lovely one-hour special that they did that was pretty much, just the words of Bob Newhart talking about his career, some clips, but not really very many of the ones that we see all the time. I picked a few little snippets from Bob Newhart, A Legacy of Laughter, for you this morning.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
If I had a choice, I would. I think I would come back as my wife. I mean, to be able to spend every day with me, how much better can it get, you know?
What's the secret to looking like you do and being as talented as you are at 88 years old?
Plastic surgery.
How do you account for the fact that not just once, but twice, you have had long-running, successful TV series?
America loves me. People say to me, were you really an accountant? And I really was, because, you know, why would you lie about something like that?
When you look back on your illustrious career, what moment do you think will resonate the most with you?
Oh, there's so many. My marriage, the kids, things outside the business, really. When it's all done, it's all about family and friends.
Honey. Honey, wake up. You won't believe the dream I just had.
It's been a great life. It's just, making people laugh is wonderful.
And he told the story of that famous scene in which he wakes up in bed and Suzanne Plachette from the first sitcom is there as the finale of the second sitcom. And he told the story of how that happened. That was his wife Jenny's idea, saying, if you're going to do something like that, how about if you do this? So he credits his wife. He talked several times about his marriage of 60 years to Jenny. And it was a really loving special. You can still see it, by the way. It was on CBS last night. But if you want to see it, it is streaming on Paramount Plus. Definitely worth a watch if you missed it last night.
Yeah, I think Jenny just died a few years ago.
Right.
When it's all done, it's all about family and friends. I like that.
Yep.
Chicago connection on Jimmy Kimmel last night, huh?
Yeah, it was all Chicago pretty much last night. Kimmel takes the whole summer off. Something that Bob is negotiating right now with WGN management.
Unsuccessfully.
See if he can work something out like that. But comedian Lamorne Morris was guest hosting the show last night and had Sebastian Maniscalco on as one of the guests. And these two guys from Chicago comparing their hometown roots.
I know you got class. I know you got taste because you're from Chicago.
I am from Chicago.
So am I. So am I. Like, where exactly in the city are you from? What part of the city?
See, I knew you were going to do this.
I have to.
I'm taking it you are from Chicago, Illinois, right?
I'm from the South Side.
You're from the South Side.
South Side.
That's real Chicago. I am from Arlington Heights. Which is a suburb outside the city, so I can't play with that with you because you're from Chicago. But when other people ask me from where I'm from, I say Chicago because no one knows where Arlington Heights is.
Well, you said, but I moved to the burbs. I lived in Glen Ellen for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. College of DuPage.
All right.
Yeah.
Was that a junior college, right?
Yes, yeah, junior college. Why do you say it like that?
COD,
College of Dreams, you know.
Yeah, there's a, boy, that's a hometown conversation.
I'll say. I don't know about the rest of the country, yeah, but no, around here, it's a big hit.
I was tickled to death to hear him talking about COD on national television. I just thought it was great. Hey, I wanted to just mention one other thing. I haven't seen this yet, but a friend of mine told me about a play that he saw the other night that's called Siskel Ebert. Huh. And it's two actors playing Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert doing an episode of their famous film critique show. And it's running at the Bug House Theater at 1910 West Irving Park Road. It was this past weekend and this coming Thursday and Sunday only. So if you're a fan of Siskel and Ebert, try to see it. I'm going to try to get over there and check this out. I'm told that it is absolutely wonderful and captures the essence of Siskel and Ebert perfectly. Bug House Theater, Siskel Ebert, this coming Thursday and Sunday.
Sounds good. I just finished the book, Opposite Thumbs. It's it's cool.
Yeah.
What a story. And
what a relationship those guys have.
Unbelievable. All right, Dean. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.